Pan and Pans, and they are so prepared to come just to bring the good tidings, the message of the Lord, para mag-produce souls. So, the most exciting part on their trip is that you multiply. Amen ba? Ang mga pasabot, ang pinaka-excited nila na result is they put here, your email, your prayers, and the result, no? That every one of us as a believer will really walk with the Lord, go and pray for people, no? And don't be afraid, because God completely given to you, no? Everything you need, no? In heaven and on earth, and there's no season and out of season in heaven, and therefore dili ka ingon nga wa koy panahon. Luya kung lawas. Nakita niyo diri gapon ang testimony bisag blind man, still the blind man kuno siya maka pray, no? Og daghan pod nga mga milagro gihimo sa Ginoo. Kunya pila ka mga bulan at mga nagahimo niya na nakita na pod siya. Now this time Pastor Tony would come and bring us the message, and my other parts will do it to Pastor Tony. And kaya mo bro, kaya mo sumdalo ka?
He's interpreting.
Oh.
He may be interpreting.
Okay, we do. Ako lang. Ako lang. Okay.
You do. Huh?
Stand there randomly.
How long?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You're an awesome daddy. We love you. We bless you. We thank you for the evidence of the truth of your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for empowering us, for filling us, for revealing to us, to opening up our heart, opening up our eyes to see what is really real. God, we bless what's in your heart to do in our lives this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to encourage you this morning. Feel the Holy Spirit just wants me to encourage you. Encourage you in your walk. We often wonder, where am I going? What's ahead for me? I have these God desires on my heart. How do they come to pass? How does it come to be? Does it come by my effort? Do I need to make something happen? Or does God do it? Oh, do you know that in the Bible there's a command that's given 365 times, it says in the Bible, do not fear. 365 times it says in the Bible, do not fear. How many days in the year? 365. So God gives us a command, one for every day of the year. Do not fear. Where He's taking us, His purpose, His plan for your life, it cannot be humanly understood. It cannot be humanly performed. And there are many things that will come ahead. The enemy will try to stop you, try to distract you, try to keep you from going. Before I get in the scripture, I want to tell you a story about a little boy. This little boy was going to the other side of town. A little boy. And he came to a street, and there was a bully. There was a bully in the street. And the bully said, "You're not going across the street." And the little boy looked at the bully. And he turned around. And he went back home. The next day, the little boy came back. But he came back with his father. Very big, very strong. And the bully was there. The bully said, "You're not going across the street." And the little boy said, "Yes, I am. I have my daddy with me. I'm going across the street." And the bully moved out of the way. You have the greatest person in all the universe. You have the Lord God, the King of Kings, with you all the time. It is His plan for your life. It's His purpose for your life. And it will come to pass if you rest in Him. So I'm going to talk to you about how to get there. We must remain in the rest of God. We must remain in that place of trusting in God. Look at Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4.
Romanos capítulo 4.
Okay, we're going to start reading. You need your Bible?
Yeah, I have it. Automatic.
Automatic Bible?
Yeah.
Battery operated Bible.
Sorry, sir.
Okay. Arbuhanon. Sa atong Biblia, isang ano?
Atong inyong record.
Now, in this passage, the Holy Spirit is telling us, as New Covenant believers,
yeah.
Hebrews chapter 4. Starting in verse 1.
Okay.
He's reminded us of what happened to Israel. When God told them, "I've given you the promised land. Enter in and inhabit it." God gave His word. "I've given you the promised land." So the 12 Israeli spies went to look at the land. And they looked at it. And they came back. And 10 of them said, "Oh, the giants are so big. We will never be able to take those giants. They are so big." But Joshua and Caleb, they said, "Did you see those grapes? Did you see that fruit? It's huge. Did you see that? All the abundance that God has for us." Joshua and Caleb had their eyes on the promise. God said, "I'm giving you the promised land." They believed it. And what they saw was the good that God was providing. But 10 of them, all they saw was the giants. All they saw was the difficulty. All they saw was the, "How am I going to get there? I can't overcome all of this." But two of them believed the promise. And they saw the abundance of the promised land. So let's read this. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering His rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it." They didn't get to enjoy the promised land because they didn't place faith in what God said. God said, "I give it to you. Go inhabit it." And because they didn't put faith in the Word of God, they didn't get to enjoy that place of rest. For we who have believed do enter that rest As he has said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Now look at this. He's talking about the promised land. But here he's talking to us, and he's calling it this place of my rest. The promised land for us is the place where we rest in the Lord, where we trust in the Lord. That's the promised land for us. What was the promised land for them? When they went in, they got houses they didn't build. They got wells they didn't dig. They got fruit they didn't plant. They got all this abundance just given to them. They didn't strive for it. They didn't work for it. They didn't earn it. It was just given to them. Everything in abundance. Grapes. This big around. Great big grapes. Can you imagine that? It was all given to them. So what is the promised land for us? It's the place of resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. That before you were ever born, he made a plan for your life. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. He prepared before you were ever born specific works for you to do, not for anybody else, for you to do. How do we get to see those? Only one way. By resting in Him and trusting that day by day He will bring us, He will prepare us, He will make a way. The only way we can see God's plan is to be resting. We cannot make it happen. It just happens as we rest. What does He say? For He has spoken in a certain way. Oh, back up to verse 3. It says the works were finished. The works were finished from the foundation of the earth. The works that God has for you were finished before you were ever born. Wow. Praise God. It says, and God rested on the seventh day from all His works. Does that mean after God worked for 7 days, He had to rest because He was tired? Was God tired? No! He rested because He was done with the work. God rested because He was done with all that needed to be done for you. With all the work that needed to be done for you to prepare your life. He rested because He finished the work for you. First, to set you free, to become His son, to have your sins washed away, to be liberated from the power of the enemy, and then to see, have your eyes open, to see the specific purpose He has for each of you. Wow. God finished it 2,000 years ago. The purpose for your life. He finished it 2,000 years ago. Again, He designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. We need to not try to make our future happen, but to know that God already has your future planned. Jesus said, give thanks today for your daily bread. Give thanks today for all that you need today. As I get up today, I thank the Lord that his kingdom is in me. I'm going to bring his kingdom forth, and I will see the plan that he has for me in a greater measure. What happens? Philippians chapter 2. Let me give you a phrase that's going to help you. We need to maintain the rest. And he does the rest. Maintain the rest. And he does the rest. Maintain the rest. And he does the rest. Maintain the rest. Maintain your trust in him. Know that he's got you. Know that he has the plan for your life. Do not worry. Do not fear. Maintain the rest. And he does the rest. Maintain the rest. And he does all the rest. You see it? Everything you need in life, the calling, the purpose on your life, he does it when you're resting in him. As long as you're working and trying to make something happen, then God rests. You get to see the work of God as you rest. He does not want you to ever fear. He does not want you to ever worry, because he has the plan for your life, and we see it as we trust. In Philippians, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. It's not you who works in you. It's God who works inside of you to do and to will. It's the power of the Spirit of God in you that works in you, that gives you the desires that fit with the plan of God for you. Your flesh will never get up in the morning and say, I think I'm going to serve God today. I think I'm going to witness today. I think I'm going to pray for the sick today. Your flesh will not do that. You cannot do that in your own strength. The Holy Spirit puts the will to do it in your heart. You feel, I need to pray. That's the Holy Spirit. He just just puts it there. He puts a desire in your heart to go to the other side of the island, to find poor people who don't know Jesus, and to share with them, and pray with them, and bless them. You cannot come up with that. The Holy Spirit puts that on your heart. And when you just say, "Thank you, Holy Spirit," then He releases the power. He releases the resurrection life of Jesus for you to do that. And we rest in that. That every day, it's up to Him. It's up to the Holy Spirit to place the will of God on your heart. It's up to the Holy Spirit to release the power of God through us. We just rest. We rest in Him. We trust in Him. We don't worry. We don't get anxious. We don't try to get ourselves ahead. When I first knew, when I first knew in my heart that I was going to be speaking to people about Jesus, I was always the kind of person, I didn't want to talk to nobody. When I went to Bible studies, I would tell the leader of the Bible study, if you call on me to say something, I'm out of here. I'll never come back. Don't you dare call on me to say something. If you do, I'm gone. I would tell them that, because I did not like talking in front of people. I was always very quiet. People would look at me thinking that I was retarded. My future father-in-law, before I got married, he looked at me and he said, "Are you sick? What's wrong with you? You never say anything. Can you talk? Can you talk? Can you talk?" I didn't like talking. The last thing I would ever do is this. I would never do this. But all of a sudden, the desire was on my heart. Desire was on my heart to share the truth, to bless people. That was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit beginning to draw me into the plan of God for me. So what did I do? I tried to make it happen. Oh, I'm gonna stop working, and I'm just going to minister all the time. That wasn't God's plan. See, that was me trying to make it happen. I ended up in the hospital again and again and again and again. Because I was trying to make the plan of God work. I was working to make it happen. So God was resting. No, we rest, and God does the rest. When we rest, God does the rest. No fear, no worry, because the Spirit of God will work within you. He gives you the desire, and He gives you the power. His time, not ours. We rest. His timing is perfect. At the right time, everything opens. It's the hand of God. Because in eternity past, He planned these things in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maintain the rest. God does the rest. Maintain the rest. The only thing that we should be working to do is to stay in that place of rest. I trust you, Lord. I totally trust you. My faith is in the fact that you have planned my life before I was ever born. And those desires you're placing on my heart to do these things for you, you will work them all out. I don't need to work them out. It just happens. In the kingdom, it just happens. Not by our effort. Not by our strength. Uh-uh. Look at Psalm. Oh, before we go there. Before we go to Psalm, remind me to go back there. Okay. Before we go there, go to Isaiah. Isaiah 40. 46. Isaiah 46. Okay, it says here in verse 10, God declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, that are still to come. Okay, who's got a pen? Somebody got a pen? Oh, do you need it? I'll give it back in a minute. All right. Look at this. Like all this space here in this building. Suppose that is eternity. God is eternal. This is your life in time. Here's the beginning of your life here on earth. Here's the end of your life here on earth. God is eternal. Before your life ever started, He saw the beginning of your life. He saw the end of your time here. God put into your life His plan. God put His purpose into your life that for you to see as you're going through life. God's eternal. He sees your whole life all at once before you were ever born. He planned it all before you were ever born. And the Bible says that God's plans for you are good. They are all good. God has no bad plans for you. The devil has bad plans, but God has only good plans. And the devil's not God, but the one who created you plans your life with all these good events. He plans your purpose. Now, what does the scripture say? God declared the end before you ever began. God declared where your life is going before you were ever born. Just like He told Israel, I give you the promised land. Go and inherit it. Go and take it. It's all prepared for you. Everything is done for you. The same with your life. God has declared His purposes for your life. He's declared the end. He declares the end, and then you're born. You are born into this life with God already declaring how it's going to finish. With God telling you, decreeing to you, he's declaring those things that are not right now, but are then, as though they are right now. Do you understand that? God is saying, I finished your plan. I finished your life. I finished your purpose. I've got my glory is fulfilled in you. Now, begin the walk. Now, begin the life. We don't begin a haphazard life. We don't begin a life in the Lord. It's just whatever happens, happens. No. As long as we are resting, then God does all the rest. God brings you into divine providence day after day after day. As long as we are resting, we get to see all the rest. If we are anxious, if we are trying to make it happen, then we will miss the divine opportunities that God has for us. Every day, do not fear. Do not worry. Do not be anxious. He has the plan secured. He's given you the promised land. He's given you the kingdom. He's given you his life. It's yours. Just rest. Maintain the rest. And he does the rest. Wow. Hallelujah. There's no stress in the kingdom. There's no anxiousness in the kingdom. How did Jesus sleep in a hurricane? Because he knew he was going to the other side. God wants you to know, you will finish your race. You will see his glory. You will affect many lives. You have a tremendous God purpose and call on your life. And you will do great exploits. And signs and wonders will chase you down the street. He wants you to know that's already been done for you. So every day, you don't need to worry. When the bad news comes, you can laugh. Because you're going to go through. Because he's already declared you're going to go through. Is that good news? Is that good news? Oh. Look at this psalm. Psalm 23. Now maybe some of you have memorized it. Psalm 23. But let's look at what he says here.
The Lord is my shepherd and
he shall. Yeah, you got it. He says in verse 5, Psalm 23:5. You prepare a table before me in the absence of my enemies. Is that what it says? God, you prepare a table for me in the absence of my enemies. Is that what it says? What does it say? In the presence of my enemies. You see, we want to have our problems removed before we trust God. We want to have our enemies taken out of our life before we will rest in God. We want to have all the problems gone before we will rest and trust in God. But he says here, in the presence of our problems, in the presence of our enemies, in the presence of our difficulties, God prepares a banquet table for you. And guess what? As long as you are resting in him, even when enemy is coming from every angle, God fixes a big banquet for you, and the enemy can do nothing but watch. Watch you eat. Watch you enjoy. Watch you enjoy of the promises that God has for you. Watch you enjoy of the abundant life that God's given you. Watch you full of joy and peace and excitement. The enemy can only watch. He can't touch you as long as you are resting in the Lord. He takes care of all of it. Every single difficulty will pass. Every single enemy that comes will be knocked to the ground, will fall aside. Why? The Lord does that. The battle belongs to the Lord. When you rest, He does the rest. Wow. Now, how many of you know there's resurrection life inside of you? The same, hallelujah, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in you. Resurrection life alive in you. Now, if there's a boxing match going on, okay, and suppose I'm much stronger than him. No, you're much stronger than me. Okay. Because you look stronger. Okay, so he knocks me down. He punches me. And I fall down. And every time he punches me and I fall down, I get back up again. Punch me. Fall down. Every time he knocks me down, I get back up. Why? Because I have resurrection life inside of me. I can be knocked down, but I cannot be put out. I can be knocked down, but I cannot be knocked out. You can be knocked down, but you cannot be taken out. Rest in the Lord. Now, what's that going to do to him? He's much stronger than me, but he cannot knock me out. He keeps hitting me. After a while, he's going to say, I cannot win. I cannot beat this man. No matter how much I knock him down, he keeps getting up. And he gets up happy. He gets up happy. You know what's going to happen? He will leave. He will give up. How do we keep getting up? Because we have the Spirit of Christ in us. And our end is guaranteed. Both the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter, they said this. They knew when their race was over. They knew when they had finished the work that the Lord prepared for them. They said, our life now is being poured out. I'm getting ready to go home. Do you know? Until your purpose is completed on this earth, nobody can take you out. Nobody can take you out. We've had people come after us. Rifles, guns, swords, clubs, knives, fists, trying to kill us. And the same thing happens every time. Who are you? I can't get near you. Who are you? How does that happen? I know my purpose, my calling has not been fulfilled. Listen, the Holy Ghost will let you know. The Holy Ghost. As long as you have that desire in your heart to go, to serve, to release life, you're not done yet. In God, as you rest in Him, He does the rest. Every day of your life, one day at a time. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to be encouraged today. To know you don't just have a so-so life. God declared the end before you were ever born. God declared you would walk in the fullness of the power of God. God declared you would look just like Jesus. God declared that you would walk in mighty resurrection power. God declared that you would bring many into the kingdom. God declared that you will represent His kingdom before you were ever born. Yes, Lord! Yes, Lord! Now, just like He told Israel, go enter the promised land. Everything you need is done for you. He's telling you, enter the life in the Spirit, because everything's done for you. Enter living in the Spirit. Enter living in My kingdom. Maintain the rest. He does the rest. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I know. Because I know how the enemy works. I'm not unaware of his schemes. He comes on a daily basis to put fear of something in your life. Fear that you won't have enough money. Fear that you'll get sick. Fear that there will be some lack in your life. Fear that things won't work out. Maintain the rest. And watch God do the rest. Every one of you know that your race is not over yet. Some of you don't even know what your race is yet. Some of you don't even know what the purpose for your life is yet. Today, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, thank You for speaking to each heart here. Thank You for opening each heart up here. Thank You for opening every eye here to see the great calling that You have on their life. To see, it's no small thing. It's huge. It's huge. And that every one of you will know, because the Holy Spirit puts a desire on your heart first. And then as you step into it, He produces the power to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you. We bless you. That these days while we are here, your life is radically, radically changed. Because you discover that God has a plan for you that cannot be stopped by the devil, cannot be stopped by man, cannot. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Jesus. Look, glory to God. Okay, so we want to end with praying for anyone here that needs prayer. Even if you want us to agree with you, I really feel like God is leading me in this direction. Even if you'd like agreement, we want to pray with you, okay? It's not just for healing. You have the kingdom. You're born again. You have the kingdom. And now it's having our eyes open to see all that's been given to us. Amen. So if you like prayer, come. Yes, I did that. I wanted to reuse it. So I'm going to put it on the floor.
I'll leave it there for you.
Gusto ba kita tanan mo lang ang Pilipino? Ay, sa tanan mo lang ang Pilipino? Kita tanan mo lang ang Pilipino. Gusto nila na lang ang Pilipino.